for that wonderful sharing, and Jason, and what a great day to be alive. You know, it's been a really wonderful week. We had the leaders meeting on Sunday, and we all got together and fellowshipped and got to share our desires, our visions and goals. And then now is Thursday, you know, the days are going really, really quick. But praise be to God, He is with us in every moment of every day. And as we continue to look to Him and we keep Him first in our life, you know, Jason said about Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything will be added to you. Like, what does that mean? Like, each day we wake up and we seek God. We go to God. We rely on God. We make Him the source of everything that we need. We don't rely on our jobs or our friends, our family. We don't even rely on the Bible or the knowledge that we've been hearing, but we rely on God. And each and every day He will inspire us, and He will put the things that He wants us to do each day into our heart. He is a living God, and He has the best plan and the best purpose for each and every one of us each day. And when we go to Him in prayer and we expect, wow, great things happen. And each time, like each day, I think of Jesus Christ and His wonderful walk and how He was really led by God. He wasn't led by His own strength. He was led by God. He wasn't led of His knowledge. He was led by God. He wasn't led by the religious leaders or the information that was being given to Him. He was led by God. And there was lots going on in His day and time, you know, like there's lots going on now. We can hear lots of things in the media. We can hear things on our phones or on social media. And we have a choice if we consider them things, you know. When we start to look to the left or to the right, we start to consider the things of the world rather than considering the things of God. And Jesus Christ, He never considered the things of the world. He kept His mind on God. He kept His focus clean and clear. He kept the plan that God had set before Him in His mind, and He just walked. And as He walked, signs, miracles, and wonders followed Him. And he was a great example. You know, we see His life all throughout the scriptures. But now we are that living example. Now we can live a life just as He is. We can live a life where we don't rely on the information that's circling. We don't rely on our families, our friends, our knowledge. But that we rely on God. That we keep Him first in everything. And sometimes He might direct our path to do something really out of the norm. But when we do it, we will see the results. But He needs us all to know that He loves us so very much. He paid the ultimate price by having Jesus Christ as a living sacrifice so that we can be blessed, so that we can live a life full of joy and wisdom. He gives us wisdom to be able to navigate through all the situations in life. Now, the things that go on in life won't stop. The things that we hear, the people that we're around, won't go away, but it's where our heart, our mind, and our focus is. And when our mind is truly with God and on God, it's just a great walk that we're walking. It's a great life that we're living. And then we can be that example to those around us. You know, that we're not double-minded. That we're not one way in front of one group of people and another way in front of another, but we're consistent, we're the same, we're as God created us to be, and we walk in the walk that He has set before us, because He knows best, you know, He's in the driver's seat, and we fully trust Him, then He will drive us and direct us to the best location. The best place was just going to be full of laborers, full of great open doors, full of great opportunities, full of great abundance, full of excitement. But as soon as we tried to kick him out of the driver's seat and put ourselves into that seat, then we start going off down the side lanes and down the wrong path, because we're walking into situations blind. But when we're trusting in God, his eyes are fully open. He's fully aware of what's in front of us. So when we allow him to be in that driver's seat, when we allow him not to be in control, because he won't control, but when we give him our free will and we give him the green light, then he really does direct our every step, so that we're constantly going into places that is for his glory, full of greatness, full of signs, miracles and wonders, full of excitement. There shouldn't be a day where we're upset and angry for too long. There shouldn't be a day where the world is bombarding us. Because we can just really ask God, God, you take the lead here. You navigate me. You help me. You give me wisdom. And when you go to God like this, he will truly answer. He will help. He will comfort you in time of need. He will exalt you. He will pull you back when you need to be pulled back. He will lead you because he loves you. He's your dad. He loves us all so very much. And I think sometimes we miss how much he actually really loves us and how powerful he actually is and how wonderful he is and the things that he knows and has planned for us far supersedes the knowledge and wisdom that we could ever have or maintain. So, you know, I heard something today. We go on an airplane and we trust the pilot. You know, we go on a bus and we trust the driver. We'll go on a ship and we trust the sailor. Yet why can't we let God trust God in the life that we're living? In everyday life, let's trust him. We put our trust in men far too much. You know, like there's people flying all over the world soon. There's people getting on boats every day, on buses, on trams, in taxis. And we're putting our life in somebody else's hands. But when we wake up each day and we say, do you know what, God? You're in the driving seat of my life. Wherever you lead me, wherever you guide me, I am there. You know, I give everything I am to you. And I trust that you are loving me so much, that you love me, that you love me before the foundation of the world. And I'm going to cleave on to that. I'm not just going to have that in my head. I'm going to believe it and I'm going to live it. I'm going to live like the God of who created the heavens and the universe loves me. Because he does. So it doesn't matter what anyone else says or thinks or does. The God who created me loves me so much. Now, his plan that he has for me is magnificent. So I'm not just going to have it up here and think that one day something's going to happen. I'm going to have it living within my heart. Living that God has got a mighty plan for my life and I am on the right track, the right path. I'm in the heavenly flow to fulfilling that plan he has for me. And then, you know, when we speak, really being mindful what we're talking about, who we're talking about, the communication that we're having. Because our seated position is on the right-hand side of God. Again, is that just a thought in your mind? Or is it living within your heart? Do you honestly believe that's where you're seated? Do you honestly believe that your words have power? Do you honestly believe that your life is a living example? And as Jesus Christ is, so are you in this world today. Do you believe it? Is it in your heart? Are you manifesting it? Because if you're not, then go to God and say, God, I want this to become in my heart. I want to be living it. I want to be an example of it. I don't just want to be a woman puffed up with knowledge or a hearer. I want to be a doer. I want to be an example. I want it to be so real within my heart that everyone in the world will know that I'm called of you, God. Because they will see that your works and your power and your magnificent glory is shining through me. And it's just according to where we're at with God, you know. Each day's different. We all go through many, many different things. But God is very, very real. And just as real as he is to you, each situation that we live in, he can be real in that situation too. You know, the just shall live by faith. If there's a time that he needs you to walk on water, then if you are believing it with your whole heart, you will be able to fulfill that. You will be able to raise the dead, heal the sick. You will be able to see signs, miracles, and wonders follow you. But we really do have to believe that God is at work. That he is doing a great work today, more so than any other day in history. You know, we are no different than Moses, Jeremiah, David, Jesus Christ, you know. We're no different in God's eyes, but we are in our own eye. We look at ourselves and we think, well, I'm not able to do that. I'm not capable of doing this. Oh, no, that's not God's will and plan for my life. Oh, God might do that for this person, but maybe not me. No. Watch what comes out of your mouth. Stop the way that you're seeing yourself through your own eye. Start seeing yourself through the eyes of God. And as you start to see yourself as God sees you, you will then be able to see yourself, see others how God sees them. You know, Kim spoke about it at the beginning. You know, we love God with our whole heart, mind, and strength. And we love our neighbor as ourselves. Sometimes it's hard to love our neighbor. Sometimes we look at people and we think we know what's best for them. So our opinions can be quite strong, or we look and we have a judgmental eye, or we think that what they're doing may not be right. But is God seeing that person in that way? Because if they're born again of the Spirit, if they've been set free, then God sees them just as perfect. He sees them as perfect, just as he's seen Jesus Christ. So we really don't have no right to look upon another man, woman, or child with the eyes of man. You know, let's not consider what's going on to the left or to the right. Let's keep our eyes single. Let's keep it on God. Let's let him be in the driver's seat. Let's think each time we go through a situation in life, is this me dealing with this situation or is God dealing with it? Because God needs you to go to him. He needs you to involve him. He wants you to involve him. He doesn't think, oh, here she goes again. Oh, another request. Oh, here it is again. Oh, there they are just repeating that thing. You know, no. He loves it. He's rejoicing. And the more we go to him, the more he's energizing us with his love, with his encouragement. He's uplifting us. He's guiding us. And we are never, ever alone. So start seeing yourself as God sees you. You know, the just shall live by faith. We are all faithful men and women of God. And whatsoever we desire when we pray will truly come to pass if we believe it. But we have to align our beliefs in with our confession. What we're saying has to be in alignment with what we're believing. And it's not just about saying it, but it's about feeling it in your heart, you know. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings. I am seated on the right-hand side of God. That's not just something that comes out of my mouth. God is the power source behind that. He's energizing me to say it, and he's giving me visual images of what that looks like. You know, paradise, no sickness, no illness, glory, greatness, you know, because whatever we say, whatever we do has an impact, because we are spiritual beings in a physical body. We are having a great impact on this earth, either negative or positive. And we've got a choice each day. Are we going to impact the world positively or negatively? So let's all start impacting the world positively with God's love, with God's grace, with God's wisdom, with the reality of who God is, the creators of the heavens and the universe, the God who created us and loved us so much that he gave Jesus Christ for us, that he thought it so worthy to fill us with his Holy Spirit so that we can walk on this earth full of power, full of authority, that all the devils and everything else is under our feet because we are children of the Most High God. Don't see yourself any less. Do not let a man or a woman that is in your life tell you you are any different to who you are. You are a child of the Most High God. And if you stay with God, if you stay listening to the encouragement, and you do what God is putting in your heart to do, you will not go wrong. You will not go down that dirt track. You will not turn off down that side road. You will stay in that heavenly flow. You will stay in the back of that limousine with God driving you wherever he needs you to be. And then whatsoever desires you have will come to pass. Lawrence said it on Sunday, you know, think big, expect big, speak big. You know, there's three big keys there. We think it, you know, we visualize it. We believe it and we say it. You know, they all come in alignment. God has all these things written in his holy scriptures for a reason. We just can read James for that. You know, how it talks about the tongue. We can read the Gospels when it talks about believing and how Jesus Christ instructs us to believe and pray. So, really just be excited for this walk. Be excited for where you are in this world. Be excited for the life God has given you. You know, be blessed in everything that you're doing. Be blessed to be that blessing. Do everything heartedly unto God. Involve him in your shopping. Involve him in your cooking. Involve him in how you're going to style your hair or do your makeup or shave your beard or do whatsoever it is in life that you are doing. Do it with God. And I promise you, the more you involve God, the more he will take you to places you never even thought were possible. Because he loves you, but he's never going to defile that free will choice. He's never going to do anything that he will never do anything that he what goes against you, you know, because it's all according to us. Us. He's given us power. He's given us the power to believe on him. He's given us the power to trust him. He's given us the free will choice to fully love him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength so that we then have a relationship. It's not like he just wants to control and we do everything he says. But when we give him that free will choice, we want to do everything he says because we know it's profitable. We know it's for edification. We know it's for a life that is more abundant. So if you want to see abundance, if you want to see laborers, if you want to see your prayers come to pass, go to God and start involving him in every minute of your day. Go to him with the highest expectation within your heart. Do not let your experiences speak louder than who God is. Don't let somebody else's experience speak louder than who God is. You are an individual. You are one person in front of God, and he sees you absolutely perfect, beautiful, wonderful, great, and everything God says about you is true. So don't consider this world. Don't consider what's going on to the left or to the right. Don't consider what people are feeding into your life if they are of this world. Consider God. Consider his ways. Consider what he says about you. And you will see a mighty change within your life. You will see a shift that is so tangible that you just want more and more and more. So that was really in my heart to share. God bless you all. Have a really great rest of your week. Stay encouraged. Stay blessed. Go to that mirror and tell yourself how great you are. Invite God into your life and let him love you more than anyone could ever love you. So God bless you.
Okay.